This was bound to happen, and I'm glad it's going on. This family definitely need to sue the school. Find out what school and what I'm talking about. Ray Dogg's Random Thoughts, Rayshawn Blyden here. Today's show is brought to you by an exclusive shirt that should not be seen yet, but I'm going to show it to you here anyway, and it is available. So June 2nd is when the new album drops, the new summer album, and you'll be seeing a music video for this song here. Flies buzzing around. Can't wait for you to see it. But the shirt is definitely pretty cool. Just go to raydogg.com and click on Spring Store and you can grab yours. So let's talk about this. I did a story on my swellcast.com/raydogg, R-E-H-D-O-G-G, and I spoke about, or it could have been Political Bombshell, or both, but let's talk about this, because the family is going to sue the school for censoring students' shirt, and as well as they should, this little boy, he has a good future. He has good parents. He has good parents for sure. He has no fear. He stood up and gave his speech in front of the school board with no fear, telling the truth. The kid has got a future for sure. A seventh grader says he was punished for expressing traditional gender ideas, and he was. He definitely was. You can't really see all his shirt here, but it says there are only two genders, and he's not wrong. And if YouTube wants to censor me for telling the truth, have at it, because I don't care. At a public meeting in April, 12-year-old Liam Morrison took the mic to address the governing body of his school district in Middleborough, of course, in Massachusetts, the liberal state in which I live, unfortunately. He told the committee he was sent home from school because of his t-shirt. What did the shirt say, he said? Five simple words. There are only two genders. Nothing harmful, nothing threatening, just a statement I believe to be fact. Last June, Liam's middle school hosted Pride Spirit Week. The school encouraged students to wear a positive message of acceptance and love, participate in a school cosplay event, and sport colors by grade to form a rainbow, according to a flyer with school news. The week was intended to promote self-affirmation, dignity, equality, and increased visibility of none other than cis women, people, LGBTQ, TRS, TUVWXYZ plus people as a social group. I keep saying this over and over on Swell, as well as Political Bombshell, and I try to tone it down here on YouTube, but there's a clear reason as to why these things are happening. We're definitely in the end days. And the Dark Prince, better known as Satan, has taken over this world. Nothing else explained it. And I won't go any deeper than that, as far as that goes. Liam wore the shirt he talked about months later in March of this year. A black shirt with white letters stating, "There are only two genders." Before the end of his first period gym class, he had been called to the acting principal's office and asked to remove the shirt. When he declined, administrators told him if he didn't, he would have to leave school for the day. His dad came and picked him up. I like the fact that his family is supporting him. His family didn't came and say, "Boy, take that shirt off." I'm glad they did not. I expected at least maybe one or two people would come up to me and say they just didn't agree, Liam told the World. I didn't expect to be pulled out of class and then into the office. Alliance Defending Freedom and the Massachusetts Family Institute filed a federal lawsuit last week, or filed a federal lawsuit last week, as well as they should, on behalf of Liam and his family against the town of Middleborough and school officials for forbidding him to wear the shirt. The suit claims that the school has adopted its own view of sexuality, gender, and identity that forbids speech with a different point of view. Schools are really indoctrinating kids with their preferred orthodoxy, but they're not allowing students like Liam to express a different point of view, and that's a real problem, said Tyson Langfer, director of the Center of Academic Freedom at ADF. After the incident on March 21st, Liam's father, Christopher Morrison, emailed Carolyn Lyons, the superintendent of the district, according to the lawsuit. Morrison asked for help understanding why Liam had been told to take off his shirt or miss school since the dress code allows clothing with written messages. "My son is now asking me why he is not allowed to express his own political statement when he sees others doing the same every day in their choice of clothes, pins, posters, and speech," Morrison wrote in the email. The lawsuit contains pictures from inside the school of posters from the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. A rainbow flag hangs over the door bearing pro-LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ messaging. Lyons defended the school's dress code and the administration's decision. The content of Liam's shirt targeted students of a protected class, namely in the area of gender identity, the email read. In early May, Liam wore a new shirt to school that read, "There are censored genders," according to the lawsuit. No one complained about Liam's shirt, but he was called to the principal's office as soon as he arrived at his first class. He took the shirt off on the way to the office. The principal told him that if she could trust him not to put the shirt back on, he could stay at school. Liam, an honor roll student, kept the shirt off so as not to miss another day. The lawsuit states that the school's policies are inconsistent with the leadership pro-LGBTQ stance. The school's own student handbook actually says that all aspects of public education should be available to members of both sexes, Lanfor said. It defines sexual harassment to include anything derogatory to either gender. So the school's own handbook talks about a sex binary. The case centers on how officials approach First Amendment rights once children enter a public school building. Laffer said that it often takes just one or two complaints from one side for schools to shut down dissenting opinions. If somebody like Liam can be censored from just peacefully expressing his viewpoints in response to schools' expression of their viewpoint, then the First Amendment really means nothing for students when they are in school, Laffer said. Video of Liam speaking to the school committee circulated on the internet. I have been told that my shirt was targeting a protected class, he said in the meeting. Who is this protected class? He's right. Are their feelings more important than my rights? No, they're not. I don't complain when I see pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout the school. Do you know why? Because others have a right to their beliefs just as I do. The kids smarter than half of America. What's half of America? The liberals, of course. The kids smarter than them. He has rights, and this lawsuit should be a slam dunk. Should definitely be a slam dunk. So I will definitely be keeping a watchful eye and see how this pans out, because it's just ridiculous that he has to even go through this. Because if you're gonna have one side, they're allowed to express their political views, the other side should be able to, or no one should. It's you can't be lopsided. It is wrong. It is definitely wrong. So again, this awesome t-shirt, raydog.com, click on Spring Store, is coming out. The song and the music video, the album, June 2nd. Flies Buzzing Around is going to be the music video I chose. It has a nice positive message. It's actually not what you think based on the title of the song. The flies buzzing around is actually all of the evil in the world. That's what the flies buzzing around. So it's a pretty positive song, and I hope you'll stay tuned and watch it. Until the next time, don't let people take away your freedom of speech. Don't do it.